Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being an Alaskan sleeping bear.
Oh, yeah.
You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat, and listen live. If you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser. Type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. If you wish to call in, phone line will be open for just a little while tonight. 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip.
Hey.
Joe will be here soon.
Yes.
On the show, we'll catch up with Ann Jackson, who we learned last time was in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
That was quite startling.
I was really surprised and really upset about that.
Who would want to hit Ann?
I'm sure a lot of people, but we didn't want to really hear it happening.
Yeah. United Airlines is the focus of our Turbulent Air segment.
Yes.
when watching a recent Sean Spicer press conference briefing, we did not see coming what he would say next.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yay. Yay. So we got some Nazi news with Sean. Let's see. What else do we got here? Ah! Fake Davin returns with a brand new romance scamming girlfriend.
My stories.
As Davin's Den scams the scammer. It's been a year or two.
I know.
Since I kind of retired it.
I know. But the thing is that they never retire. So I knew you'd be back.
Hey, did you?
Kind of like when you
knew they would make more Star Wars movies.
Yes, I knew that there'd be a new girl in your life. I'm very excited.
Are you?
I am.
Okay.
I particularly like the beginnings, but then I like seeing it build and see what character fake Davin, what kind of dick this fake Davin is.
Yes, that is the consistency. Fake Davin will be a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no choice.
No, there's no choice. And
I don't have a character going in. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, no, I know. You know, you don't prearrange it. It just comes off the top of your head. But it's great.
Yeah, the first couple times through, you're setting a lot of groundwork.
Yeah.
It's hard to really get into the craziness right away.
It's like certain movies that are really full and juicy with lots of interesting action. But they have to start out with the exposition first.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's necessary so you know what's going on.
Now, we used to do that. That used to be like a half hour, 45 minute hour segment.
Oh, yeah.
Uncensored.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're doing it for the syndicated part.
Right.
So I don't have as much time.
So you're cutting to the chase sort of?
No, I'm not cutting to the chase. It's just, it's just going to be shorter.
Little chunks.
And I'm going to have to, instead say fuck, say fudge or F or whatever, you know. It just is what it is, but we've never done it for the syndicated portion.
No.
So we'll do that. We got that coming up tonight, and we'll explain it again to the people that don't know when we do it.
Right.
But for the longtime fans, they know. More laws you did not vote for.
Yeah.
I have some You Stinks, and conservative radio talk show host and chief conspiracy theorist Alex Jones argues his talk show persona is all an act. We'll discuss that.
Really interested in that story.
Yeah. Also, quick little shout out to some longtime fans. I know Trucker Tom has been having some difficulties with his rehab.
Yes.
So we hope Trucker Tom continues to recover well. And
love
Trucker
Tom. Hate to see him having trouble.
Yes. And also, longtime listener friend of the show, Lisa, went in for an MRI. So we hope she gets good news.
Hope everything's okay.
Yes. Yes, that's what we hope. So, this week, there's so much that went on this week, but I just can't, because we're doing two syndicated shows, because we're going to take off again next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just taking off whenever the fuck we feel like it.
We're all acting all willy-nilly now.
Yeah, no, so there's a lot of things to discuss, to get into, but, the importance of the cell phone really hit home this week for me.
Yeah.
On two fronts.
Okay.
On two fronts. First, there was the Pip Helix front. Oh, Pip Helix is not like you or me.
That's just really leading.
Pip Helix is not like somebody from this century.
No.
Who is, he needs their cell phone.
Yeah, no.
No. Pip Helix probably, in that singular way, is probably more healthy than me and most of us. In that singular way.
A very, very tiny, minute way in which I am healthier than some other people.
And the fact that Pip is not attached to her phone.
No, really not.
Pip has a smartphone, much like a GPS that was new at one point. That has never been used.
Well, I did charge it. I haven't set it up yet.
So here's why we bring Pip into the equation. I was away this past week, and I have a couple of computers. One computer is the show computer, which has certain things on it, and the other computer is my regular computer. I take the regular laptop with me.
Yeah.
The show computer doesn't go with me. It stays here.
Yes.
At home base. There are certain things I need people to do when I'm not around, and certain things I do not have access to.
Right.
I like to get a response from people when I reach out to them, whether it be email, phone call, text message, hey, you asshole over there, something. I'd like to get a response.
Yes.
I feverishly try to send messages to Pip. I texted Pip. Pip didn't respond. Called Pip. Pip didn't respond. Facebook messaged Pip. Pip did not respond. Very fucking maddening. Where it gets to the point, go, you know what? This bitch better be dead. That is the only excuse for this. Because then you start going, well, did I do something wrong to piss her off? Like, no, I didn't.
No.
No. She better be dead. She better be hospitalized. There is no excuse for this type of insubordination. There are things that we need to get done, and she's not even responding.
Yes. Well, three of those things. Actually, Joe's girl says, really, Davin, get the hint.
Shut up, you.
three of those things. No, two of those ways that you were reaching out to me were turned off and lost because I had misplaced my phone.
How do you function like that?
Fine.
That's the problem. That's the problem. There's no sense of urgency by you to recover said phone.
Well, I wanted to find it. I just wasn't sure how to exactly because the sound was off because the thing had shut itself off.
Look, that's how you start.
Yeah, I did look.
Not well.
Not well.
How many days were you without your cell phone?
It was like a day and a half
no,
to 2 days.
No, no.
No, like 2 days.
No.
What?
Well, you were not responding for more than 2 days.
Yeah, well, it was like 2 days, I think, that it was off. I think.
No. I think it was more.
Was it more than that? It felt like 2 days. I'm not sure.
It felt like an eternity.
I'm sure it did.
And so she knows she doesn't have a phone. She doesn't fucking check her emails. Doesn't check her Facebook messages. Just oblivious. Happy as a pig in shit. What type of human being lives like this?
I could go off the grid for a while.
Yes, that's not normal.
I know. I'm sorry. I know it's not.
We are attached to our technology. Why don't you understand?
I don't. I'm the kind of person that when I'm hanging out with someone and they pick up their phone and they start looking at their emails and they're looking at their Facebook, it annoys me. It's like, I'm here with you. If this is not entertaining enough, you have to, like, multitask? You have to look at something.
It is a subtle way of saying raise your game.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
Well, we were just talking about going to sports things and sitting and looking at your phone. No. It senses me when I'm in a play and people whip out their phone.
That's different.
It's like, are you for real?
That's a little different.
Yeah, you paid like way over north of $100.
But
to
again,
sit here.
Maybe the play needs to be a little better.
No, you don't whip out your phone. Well, first of all, you don't do that in a theater because that little glowing thing is
distracting. I've talked about that. Yeah, whatever. Relax.
That's annoying.
You know what? I fucking deal with alcoholics and drop glasses and frozen daiquiri machines. They could fucking take a light. Relax. You're not special flowers in your awful off-Broadway play.
No,
okay, settle the fuck.
I'm talking about Broadway.
I don't get. Then you're a professional. You shall overcome.
No, you have to behave yourself.
Yeah, fine, behave. But
put
you know
your
what?
Phone away.
But right, somebody has to pee, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, a gasp!" You know what? There's a bad bladder here. Fucking settle down. Fucking relax.
But when there are other things like social gatherings and things, people whipping out their phones and looking at them, like, really?
Yes, you know your family. They're not that interesting. Your family,
family
is at its most interesting on Facebook when you can take them in small bites and they can't see you roll your eyes.
Well, I just avoid my family.
Right.
A normal person. I mean, I take calls from my brother.
I wouldn't. I know your brother. I think that's a bad decision.
But I'm really not. God, I'm really not in contact with any other family members.
You're not in contact with anybody because you fucking lose the phone and don't give a shit.
I know.
Fucking ridiculous. I'm trying to get shit done. I can't do it. I usually do most things. I can't do it. There's things I need you to do. And you know, no fucking interest. No concern that maybe some shit is going on that perhaps you might be needed. You're just fucking selfish.
I guess I am.
Yeah. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Nobody. That's why it didn't matter if my phone was
this
gone.
Is supposed to be a team here.
I'm sorry.
You know, what happens if I'm dying and I say, I need you to do something before I die? You wouldn't have known.
No, but you were with your wife. I figured that was her time to watch you.
Yeah, but she can't fulfill all my needs. Like, there are certain technical needs that you need
Wait
to
a minute. So there are needs that I fill for you?
Yes, although you do not do them well, so I'm left unfulfilled.
I feel just like I'm at home right now having this conversation.
Again, this is why we look at our phones. You need to raise your game.
Apparently I do.
There's a lot of problems with you. Just, a lot of issues.
Just Girl says, good for me. I have a life.
Not really.
Not really. So,
really? How many cat memes can you look at?
Actually, Joe's Girl, thank you for saying that. But the problem is that when we have, you know, when we're talking about what we're going to talk about on the show, and Devin suggests, okay, you know, if do you have any chit chat for this week, I think about my life, I think about what I've done. I'm like, yeah, no, there's nothing to talk
Amazingly
about.
Amazingly enough, we polish up the turd that is your life.
I know.
Try to make it interesting.
I am very dull.
I actually had a conversation with Ward of the Ward and Al Show.
Okay.
Today. He is on Sirius XM, of course. And, you know, his boss is saying nobody wants to hear about his personal life.
What?
Right.
People do.
Exactly. Which is the same conversation we had with Susie at TBQ.
Yeah.
Which is why we say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
But
she
he's
doesn't
like,
understand.
He's like, but you want to listen to my co-host. Well, yeah, people want to hear her, but they don't want to hear you. Like, that's ridiculous.
No.
I go to work, I go, here's what you do. Fly me up for a day when she's out. I'll be your, because they bring in like guest co-hosts when somebody's out. Fly me up for a day when she's out. I'll crash at your place. I will fucking be your guest co-host. I will make you look like a star. You will never look more interesting because we'll take it on tangents. Mm-hmm. We'll make it fun because he's a comic too. He knows how to do this
shit.
Yeah, that's what we fucking do.
That's what you do. I mean, like,
that's what radio is. Nobody's life is that interesting.
I could come in and talk about saltines. And you and Joe have me laughing my balls off.
Right, which is awkward as it is because Mr. Helix doesn't even know about your balls. So I kind of feel like it's kind of a shitty.
I can't believe I've gotten away with this for this long.
Well, he hasn't flipped you over and looked underneath.
It's sort of Madame Butterfly-ish, yeah, actually.
But that's what radio is.
Yeah.
So I said that to him. I said, fly me up, whatever it costs. I'll come in for a day. We will fucking do kick-ass radio for you.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Stupid.
But yeah, people do want to know. They want to connect. Because
they do.
Yeah, and it's they want to know your point of view if you're giving opinions on their thing. And they give opinions on current events and politics, blah, blah, blah. You want to know where they're coming from. So even if you don't agree with them, go, well, this is why he thinks such and such.
Right. No, you can put the whole – you know, it's like a different way to look at somebody if you have him in context.
Right.
You know, when you have some of the backstory and everything. I mean, I like to know particularly – I mean, I've always been interested in music. But, I mean, when I studied to be an English teacher, and one of the things that you learn about literature is that and art, actually, is that sometimes you can understand a lot more about what you're reading, what you're viewing, if you understand the context and the backstory of the artist's life.
Sure.
And so I like to do things. I like to read the biographies. I like to go to the places where they lived and look around and see why were they influenced by that? What moved them about that?
Yes.
And that helps me. And it even with this, it's like I know you all these years, but it's like the listener might not necessarily. So, I mean, we joke about, you know, you go on the on the air and say terrible things.
I most certainly do.
But when you share things about your real life, people know that you're not a terrible person.
Slightly below average. Slightly below average.
Slightly below evil.
Better yet, slightly below evil. I like that.
Yeah.
That's like a good Disney villain. Slightly below evil.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
it's
you,
like Despicable Me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, just a little evil.
Yeah.
You know, those sour patch kids.
Yeah, oh, delicious. So we have Pip Helix, who is, when it comes to technology, is probably fairly healthy, but very inconvenient to the rest of us. And then there's my wife. I probably fall closer to where she is
oh,
than
is where
you are.
Yeah, which is where.
So, came back from this great vacation.
Right.
You know, it was a full vacation for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me. I was working some. I went to a Tampa Bay Rays game.
Yeah, that's nice.
Saw the mother-in-law. Took them to, went to the beach a couple times. Went to Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
You know, three times. Daughter loved Harry Potter. And she was in a good mood.
Potter exhibit.
Oh, no, exhibit. They got two worlds of it.
Yeah.
And for a change, my daughter was communicative. She wasn't grunting at me.
Wow.
Yes, which, you know, my daughter's actually pretty cool when she talks.
I know.
I didn't.
Well, I've seen moments of it.
I have not.
She usually grunts at me, too.
Yeah, it's fucking maddening, or just ignores. But she was communicating, and me and my wife both said a couple times ago, you know what, it's really cool hanging out with you when you talk. You're a lot of fun. You're cool.
I mean, but it's so great that you went on a family vacation that, like, opened her up and had her, you know.
Oh, well, she loves Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
I mean, and so love much it. Of the vacation, you know, it was really themed towards a lot of the stuff she wanted to do.
Yeah, no, that is very cool.
Yeah, and they have two different worlds. And my wife loves Harry Potter, too. I don't give a shit. But they're happy, so I'm happy. I don't care.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, I know it's not your favorite thing, but sometimes it's fun to go along with somebody and just watch them.
Watch the joy.
Yeah.
To hear my daughter scream with excitement on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife and daughter are, like, talking about all these things that they're seeing in the Harry. They have two worlds, Hogsmeade.
Yes.
And what's the other one? A Diagon Alley.
Oh, yeah.
And both, you know all this
shit.
Yeah. Oh, you would like it a lot.
Yeah.
You would like it a lot.
Yeah, I would like to see
it. I had butterbeer.
Oh.
Frozen butterbeer, delicious.
Really?
Yes. By the way, nothing cheap there. My daughter wanted. They had this bottle of pumpkin juice. I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
With like a little pumpkin cap on it.
Oh, cool.
How much do you think that costs?
Oh, probably $18.
That was $7.50, but it's still.
Oh, okay.
Still,
I'm thinking,
yeah. That's a lot of money, but okay.
A lot.
She wants it. And we got her the interactive wand, and she's all doing all this stuff. Great vacation. Everybody's happy. Probably one of the best vacations we've gone on as a family. And you know, that's saying a lot for me, because I don't like people.
Yeah, but you like the people you live with.
At times. I like it for longer durations than most people.
Yeah, I would hope.
Yeah.
God, I would hope for their sake.
So, getting back to the cell phone. So, we're leaving yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we have to wake up early. We wake up at 5 a.m. We got to leave the hotel around 5:45 in the morning. And then you got to drop off the rental car. And then you got to fly, you got to go through TSA, and then you got to come home. So we get in the car, we go through TSA, get in the plane, and on the plane, we haven't moved anywhere, we're on the plane, and my wife realizes she can't find her phone.
Oh, God.
Yes.
No, wait, hold on a second.
No, wait, this is a lot coming from you, somebody who doesn't even give a shit.
No, I don't use my phone as much as people do, but I have a lot of information in there.
Yes.
And I would go mental.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. It's work phone, so she has a lot of work stuff.
Yeah.
Plus all the pictures and videos,
yes.
A lot of which she's just taken.
Right.
And she doesn't back it up to the cloud, because we've talked about the security issues of the cloud.
Right.
And she's got the what's the card that you store all that shit on?
Not a SIM card.
SD card.
SD.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So she's got that. So we can't find it. She's looking through her purse before we take off.
Yeah.
She's looking through the bag, like one of the backpacks.
Yeah.
Can't find it. You just see her mood change.
Yeah.
Like complete from happiness to completely distraught.
Right.
Head down in her knees. Holding her hands over her head.
Like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Daughter is now crying because wife is so stressed out.
Oh my God.
There's nothing I can do about
it. No.
So, and then she says, well, when we got gas this morning, did you leave the car lock? Because they went in to get something and I was filling up the tank and I went in for a second.
Yeah.
Did you lock the car? I'm like, I always lock the car. Why? It's like, well, I had my purse on the floor. And, you know, if my phone was it, maybe somebody took a phone. If they're going to take it, they would take the whole purse.
They'll take the whole purse to see what else, what other goodies are
in
there.
And yes, I normally lock it, and I didn't know I was going to have to recount my steps. And I tell you all the time, don't leave the purse on the floor.
Right.
She's like, all right. Well, she's like, maybe I left it at TSA, you know, because I had it in my pocket. And that's the things with these bigger phones. This phone is not big by today's phones.
No, but it's still pretty big.
Yes, it's much bigger, and especially because I have the big case on it.
Yeah.
I like the small
phone. That phone goes bong, 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 bong.
Her phone's about the same size.
My phone goes wee.
Yeah, I like the small phones. You slip them in your pocket.
Yes.
I like that much better.
Yeah.
So she, well, maybe it fell out of TSA. And then there was a gate change. She's like, well, maybe it was at, the, we switched gates.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then she's like, well, you know, then I went to the bathroom. Maybe I laid it down on,
laid on the counter while you're washing your hands, or it falls out of the, your back pocket.
So she's got 2.5 hours.
To go over every scenario.
Because you can't do anything about
no,
it.
No, and so you're trapped, suffering, going, yeah. Where is it?
And there's nothing I can do. Right. To me. And I completely get it. Because, you know, there's a lot of stuff on here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that she's upset about is the pictures, and I get that.
Yeah.
These are so important to us now.
Yeah.
Because the phone companies can restore a lot of stuff, like your contacts, your texts, and everything.
Right, they, can can't get your pictures back if you didn't load them up.
If you didn't load them to the cloud, and you didn't back them up, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, a lot of the stuff, it was, she said the last time she did backup was like 1.5 years ago.
Okay.
So it's a lot, plus all those, you know, from this trip, and we just had this great trip.
Yeah.
So now we're landing. And can't find the phone, of course. So she's calling. So she's calling her office. Well, first she calls Verizon.
Right.
And Verizon's like, well, yeah, I mean, if the phone is still on.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, purchase a cloud. That's what I tell. I go, purchase a cloud. Maybe they can back it up. She hadn't thought. She hadn't thought of that. Maybe they can back up your stuff on the cloud.
Oh, okay.
She's just like, okay. So she's going to do that. Verizon's like, yeah, I think we can do that. So then the then she's talking to her company, and they're like, yeah, we can wipe the phone from here, completely wipe
oh,
it.
Oh, wow.
Because it's
– yeah.
But meanwhile, she's got to change all of her passwords and everything.
Yeah.
So then she's calling Orlando Airport, the mm-hmm. international airport. Has anybody seen it? Well, they're like, TSA has been through here a couple times. They have not. They are always pretty quick about that. But there's dozens of phones, you know, just keep on checking back.
Right.
So then I call the hotel, and they said they'll get back to me. Then her phone goes dark. So, and she's smart. She has a code on the phone. Like, I don't have a code on my phone. I got to put one on. I'm going to do the fingerprint one.
Yeah, I have one.
But so her phone goes dark. So, uh-oh. Somebody, because if you try to get in 10 times with the wrong code, it wipes out the phone.
Oh, I see.
So, and now she was fully charged, but what happened? Did it go dark? So then we call the rental car company. He's like, you know what? I didn't see anything. She's like, well, maybe it fell underneath the seat. Maybe it fell underneath the seat. And she gives the exact car and the license plate and everything. So a little, I mean, this is a home array. She's, you know.
Yeah.
She's resigned to herself. This is awful.
Yeah.
Fox rental car calls back, found the phone.
No!
Found the phone.
Oh, my God.
She's screaming and happy like my kid on the roller coaster. And she's like, now the trip was awesome.
now it's awesome.
And I get it. I get it because it's such a dark cloud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really is. When something like that happens, that you lose something that's so important. I mean, Mr. Helix and I went to a show, and he needs his glasses for certain things and not for others. And while we're at the end, very end of the show, he hooked his glasses onto his T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked out of the place. This was in New York City. And we walked a little ways away. And all of a sudden, he went to put his glasses on. He realized that one of the lenses had popped out. Now, we had just been... We're not too far away. We were standing out front of a hotel, and there's an older lady standing there having a cigarette. She goes, "Oh my God, don't tell me you lost one of your lenses!" Like she was involved in our drama. She immediately knew what was going on, and we're like, "Oh my God, I know, right?"
She knew the struggle.
So she did. She was like, "Oh my God," and I'm like, "Oh my God." So I go, "Thanks for sympathizing." We go back in the place. We look all over. Gone.
Yeah, it's a lens, though. You can replace a lens.
It's a lens, but it's you have to have your glasses redone. You know?
Right. I would say losing a phone is like...
Oh, so much bigger.
It's kind of... Now, it's not the same. It's not even close to it, but when somebody's house burns down and everybody gets out okay...
Yeah.
But they lose all their pictures.
But they lost all their
that's
pictures.
That's the stuff you can't replace.
Yeah.
And that's where she was.
Yeah.
But she's like... He's like, you're lucky they haven't rented out the car yet. And I looked underneath
it.
And FedEx comes at 3, and it's 2:45 now. Oh, and she's like, whatever costs, overnight.
I mean, my daughter
just looking at you, whatever costs.
Whatever costs.
Slow the fuck down.
I got all that crap about this pumpkin juice bottle, and you're going to, whatever costs.
No, nobody gave me crap about pumpkin juice bottle.
Kidding.
That was just me going, really?
I know.
$7.50. I'll tell you what, vendors do not have a sense of humor when you make little jokes about the prices.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't think that's funny.
Not at all.
No, not cute. Mm. No.
So, my wife felt much better.
Yeah.
Phone arrived today.
Oh, the baby's home.
The
everything's
baby's,
okay.
I call her. I leave her a message. I call me when you get this. I go, it arrived. It's black. I don't think it's mine. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, your phone's here.
I don't think it's mine. We have to talk.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So that is the difference between abnormal Pipulus, who's probably healthy in that regard, and normal my wife, who is completely unhealthy.
Yeah. About the level to which it was like, oh, yeah.
Just.
But most people would.
Oh, I get it. I would have been the. That's why I couldn't even like make fun of her because I know because I get upset if I can't find my phone. It's usually I left it in my car.
Yeah.
But I where the fuck did I, you know you get a little panic.
I mean,
but it could have been anywhere.
You guys had see, I was not as upset because there's only certain places that I would have had it, so it couldn't have gone far. It was in my house or in my car, someplace. So I was like,
and also to be fair. It's an old phone.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to want that phone.
Nobody's going to steal it from me.
Right.
Because people laugh at my phone. So, I mean, really, strangers.
I mean,
really?
Now, listen, iPhones are much more tempting than Motorola phones.
Yeah.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Than more Android Motorola phones.
Yeah.
But still, somebody could, it's a good phone.
Right.
I mean, she doesn't have the same phone I do, but it's a good phone. And it could have been anywhere.
It could have been anywhere. You've been in so many places that are not at home, which are across the country, and it's really, really a completely different scenario. It's amazing that you were able to like go through the, you know, all the steps, and be able to track down. Okay, where's the last time I saw it? It's got
to
be in this many places.
Well, I
said
to her,
somebody actually honestly said, "Here it is."
Well, I said to her on the plane. I go, last time I saw your phone was this morning when the alarm went off, because usually she's like me, always on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And she wasn't always on the phone. She wasn't on the
right.
phone.
Right.
You know, we're up early, so I told her to leave a nice review for Fox Rental Car.
Yeah.
And that guy.
Oh, yeah.
So that was very nice.
Yeah, that was amazing.
So she's a happier camper now.
It's so nice when people are honest like that.
But what's he going to do with her phone? I mean, there's a lock on it.
I suppose.
And she just put a new wallpaper on there, you know, from Diagon Alley. There's, like, the big dragon on top of Gringotts or whatever the hell it is, the bank.
Gringotts.
Yeah, the bank and everything. So she's got that new wallpaper. And there's a bunch of pictures that she took that she wants to blow up to decorate Skylar's room. Skylar wants to do – my daughter
nice.
Wants to do a whole Harry Potter theme and everything. So she was –
cool.
So she was just
I like that a lot. Yeah,
It's funny. My daughter's like, I don't think there's gonna be more movies. I go, I didn't know this, but there are two more prequels being made.
Yeah,
but well, this conversation got started because my wife is reading the new J.K. Rowling book.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how new it is, but it's an adult book, or whatever.
Right.
She goes, you know, it's just not very good. I go, of course it's not. I go to my daughter. I go, she's gonna make more movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my wife's like, yeah, but she doesn't have to. She has all that money. I go, yeah, but artists. Yeah, she has all that money. She's going to want more money, and artists need to create. And the other stuff she creates sucks.
So this is what she does.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Aerosmith. You know, Aerosmith keeps on trying to recreate the shit that didn't suck. Every artist does that. We're trying to do this experimental stuff. Oh, you don't like it? Okay, let's do the stuff that you like.
Stuff you like.
Yeah,
because
artists need to be loved.
Of course.
And I told my daughter, I go, it's like George Lucas. He was done. He was out. But then he's like, yeah, you know what? I want some money, and I'm not. And nobody wants anything else I'm doing.
Yeah, so I'm going to do more of that.
Yeah, so there's going to be.
Like it or not.
There's going to be. She's what? Is it in her 40s or 50s, J.K. Rowling?
Yeah.
She's got plenty of life ahead of her. She's not going to sit back and rest on her laurels. She's got other shit to do.
Yeah, I'm reading a book about Paul McCartney right now. And look at how old he is, and he still wants to create. He wants to be new. He
right, but J.K. Rowling is like, I'm not going to do Harry Potter anymore.
Yeah,
you are. You got two more prequels coming out.
I know. It's like Harry Potter's huge. You're not going to touch that again? Come on.
Bullshit. There's a play coming out to New York in Broadway next year. I told my daughter, I go, don't worry. It's just like Star Wars. There might be a pause, but that, because we didn't think there was going to be more Star Wars movies.
No.
We thought that was it. And I compare J.K. Rowling to George Lucas. You created this one really cool thing that is loved by generation after generation. People keep on discovering it.
Yes.
And it's a money-making machine. You're going to walk away? I don't think so.
No, I mean, and it's really difficult. I mean, human nature is that even if you have, you're a musician and you have a new album out, when people keep yelling out requests for the hits, you really want to play them because you want everybody to go, yay!
Yeah,
you know?
Listen, it's like the, you know, you do a couple for yourself, the
right.
New stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're playing the hits.
You're playing the hits.
We call that a piss break. You're playing the stuff off your new album. And
nobody
knows
it. And
you haven't been relevant in 20 years. That's okay. Your fans still love you.
Did you ever see Get Him to the Greek?
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah, okay, so his new album was African Child, but everybody wanted to hear the clap, you know?
Right.
It was his song. So it's like, okay, so we're going to play African Child for a moment. Oh, got to go pee. Do they have any beer, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, they're playing the clap. Run back to your seat.
So these other books that J.K. wrote, because remember, before Harry Potter,
yeah,
she was failed. She was not successful.
I have no idea what she did before that.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? You don't know what she's done non-Harry Potter related.
Nope.
Listen,
nope.
Tootsie, you're a one-hit wonder, milker for all it's worth.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a reason why Gallagher kept on smashing watermelons. He didn't want to keep on smashing watermelons, but that's
what
people...
He kept smashing.
Exactly.
All of a sudden become, I'm going to be an existential poet. Right. No, you're not. You're going to smash things.
There's a few people like me who like the shit he was talking about and really didn't care for the watermelon stuff.
Right.
But most of the people like the sledge-o-matic. You play the hits.
Yes.
And that's why I told him, don't you worry. Mm-hmm. And they just cast Jude Law for one of the prequels.
Yeah.
This is not going anywhere.
No.
But she's supposedly really a stickler. Like, they would not let, like, she's very particular what's going on in her worlds in Universal. And I guess she won't let anything Halloween-themed go on, which doesn't make sense. It's witches and wizards.
Right, but I think that she doesn't want to become intermeshed with that holiday, I guess.
Well,
she
I don't know.
It to be a separate world. It's not just a one holiday thing. It's all year.
Okay.
It's life.
Okay. So I guess like the theme park did something, and somebody posted a picture of it. Next day, she has a letter from legal.
Wow!
Cease and desist.
Really?
It's fucking on top. And I don't like the way it's designed. Like, she designed it, I guess, the way the book and the movies are.
Yes.
But it's very narrow.
Yeah.
It's very claustrophobic.
It's supposed to be.
Right. Well, I guess it's to our specs. But as far as an experience,
yes,
it sucks.
Yeah.
Like
you're
even
crushed in there with people.
Yeah. Like even in the gift shops, you don't want to stay in there.
Oh no.
Which you know, flow of traffic. There's a way to do. You got people have to listen. You don't want them lingering too long where
yeah.
they're too comfortable.
Yeah. Right. But
you
don't
want them forced out where they feel claustrophobic.
We were just talking about this when we were talking about ballparks. And one of the criticisms that I have about the newer Yankee Stadium is that they have these areas where everybody's supposed to walk, and they're all of a sudden it's designed poorly, and there'll be like this jug handle, not a jug handle, but there'll be like a bottleneck
mm-hmm.
where two different pieces of the architecture come together, and this is where people are supposed to walk back and forth, and all of a sudden everybody slows up. It's like you have one of those highways that has four lanes, it closes
but
down to two, and everybody's standing there going, can't get through.
At least there was a method to the madness
of
Harry Potter's world.
Yes.
Because this is the way it was. I want it to be authentic.
Yeah,
Which is fine, but for somebody like me, it's like, get me the fuck out of here. Pick your wand. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I know.
Because, my daughter had to have a wand, and which is fine. You know.
Yeah.
$50 for a fucking wand with a sensor. $55. Fucking shove it up my ass.
Yeah, but you know what? All those theme parks,
like
Disney and everything, you're going for your lungs. You know that
yeah,
when you
it's
walk
so
in.
Expensive. But you know
oh,
what?
Yeah.
She had the vacation of a lifetime. So
I'm
happy for
you
her.
You know what? I think that's really awesome. And I kind of think that, Harry Potter's world is cool because
adults do. Adults are wearing the shirts and everything.
Oh, of course.
Like I told you, I've slept through two of the movies. It's enough for me.
It doesn't have to float everybody's boat, but it is neat because it does have more realistic human attributes to the characters,
mm-hmm.
but it also has good traits like, bravery and loyalty and things.
Yeah, I'm not interested in those traits. And neither is what we're going to do next. Let's do some scamming scammers.
Oh, it has nothing to do with any of those good traits.
Most certainly, there's certainly no bravery or loyalty with the people we are dealing with.
Oh,
here.
No.
So I will play the music, and you will give us the categories.
Okay.
And we will start this. And the phone will ring.
Oh. So, I'm going to say that our first category, of course, is Mr. Davin. And then we're going to go with fucking assholes.
Plural.
Yes. And then it is criminal militants.
Fine, Tom.
So,
how many would you like, Tom? Your delicate ears. What do you got? Dog saliva in your ears? You can't listen, you clown?
Probably.
Fucking crap.
Probably.
It can't be dog jizz because Bella's a girl.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, maybe they have visitors.
I think they have another dog in the house. I don't remember. A cool dog. I don't remember if it's male or female.
Tom, it's Mr. Davin, fucking assholes, plural, and criminal Melvin Santos. So you can catch up. Now the jungle drums have been lowered.
I guess so. I guess Lisa's not recovered from that MRI.
I guess she's not. Or she's watching hockey. How dare
be.
You?
That could be. That
how
could be.
How dare you?
Yeah, fortunately, Trucker Tom is doing something he's not accustomed to doing in April. Not watching Detroit Red Wings hockey. There is no playoff hockey for like the first time in like 30 years or something.
Oh, my God.
They had a hell of a run.
Listen, he's in enough pain. You have to rub it in.
Listen, I have nothing to say. My team's been sucking longer, and we both know that. But it's nice for Tom to see what this side lives like.
Yeah.
Tom will have to throw an octopus at strangers and not on the ice.
What?
We've talked about that. He actually called in about that. Oh, the tradition of the Red Wings.
Oh, that's right.
So he will have to just grab random octopi and throw them at random strangers.
Hey, you know, there's worse things.
Exactly. All right. Shall we?
Yes. All right. Shall begin.
My voice is going to be shot after this show.
Why? Because
I got the Ann Jackson and I got the scamming scammers.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, you're going to be done. Yeah. Maybe we should make you a spot of tea. Oh, look at this. Four Mr. Davins. Three fucking assholes. He also does not believe in criminal Melvin Santos. Fine! Fine!
Tells you what we think about you.
I know.
All
thanks,
right.
Tom.
I have not gotten an update from Joe. I guess he's still on target for 7:15. I don't know.
He'll shoot for it. Joe's girl will let me know when he's approaching the final runway.
Great. Fucking mission control.
Yes.
Here we go. Mr. Brown.
No, you suck.
Like you're getting all eager. And
I was right. I picked up the pen. I was ready to write down.
Anne is writing to a brown cotton. I see three brown. I am asking Interpol Eric to do the arrest. He told I'm not doing the me's tonight. I'm just not.
Don't, because you'll blow out your voice and then it'll be like
I'm just not.
Nothing.
Sorry, kids.
That's okay.
He told me you were the one to pay me. Now how can me?
I'll just join in.
Yeah, that'll work. Now, how can you and James Miller pay my company? How and when? If not, I need Mr. Eric's decision, because it is scam! You and James Miller will be arrested. I will do the report. I will.
I'll do the report. I will.
I will also send it to...
Criminal Melvin Santos?
Mass Media.
Ah, Mass Media. Yeah.
I did send my videos to Mass Media. Believe me.
Me!
This so-called advance fee fraud 419 scam. So-called, like she doesn't fucking know.
I know what I
don't think
understand
she uses,
why she uses so-called.
I don't think
not
she
not the way we use it.
Yeah, I don't think she has the proper usage.
No.
James Miller is hiding somewhere, and he does not reply to
me.
A coward man. You two are not men using
me.
Now this is from Eric to Anne. Dear Mrs. Anne.
Mrs. Anne.
Yes. I am just coming from the Monet de Paris.
Excuse me?
someplace in Paris, I'm guessing.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't get a me. They told me that I can never sell the bars in France or anywhere in the world with your name on the certificate, only if I have changed it.
Oh, and that's going to cost a fee to change it into my name.
I doubt that. Yeah. I don't know what type of man you think this Eric Bohr is.
Yeah.
I just sent mail to Brown now to inform him. The amount to change the certificate here in France is 5,000 euros. Damn it, you were right. Did not see that coming.
Of course not.
How did I miss that? There is nowhere that I can get such money from now. Please inform James and let him know if he can help. The second case is that you might be able to sell it in Japan, since the certificate is in your name and it is legal. But the problem is sending it to Japan with courier mail. When should I ask you how to do it?
Courier mail. Wait, we're talking about gold bars.
How would you send gold bars?
Not courier mail.
I would. Which will cost 3,500 euros, plus insurance.
Of course.
I have no way either, so please get back to me with an option to know what to do. Thanks, Mr. Eric. This is also from Eric to Anne.
Okay.
Mrs. Anne, please do not misunderstand me, please. I am not trying to embezzle your money or keep the gold bars, because they don't fucking exist.
Yeah, really.
He's really being quite honest.
Yeah, I'm not trying to embezzle things that don't exist.
Yeah, sure. Oh, one of the pictures I posted on Facebook was gold bars from my trip to Universal.
Nice.
Yes. I did a whole little thing with Mugus and shit. Like I said, but if you went on Facebook, you would know this.
Yes.
Like I said in my last message to you, there are three options. Actually, in the last message, there were two options.
Yeah.
One, if you will want me to sell the bars here, we have to get a credited certificate in the seller's name here before we can sell or do anything with the gold bars.
Okay.
Two, I can ship it to you right to be delivered in Osaka at your given address. So now we know in Japan where she lives.
Okay, yeah.
This I can do with 110% assurance that the bars must reach you with insurance.
Where'd that other 10% come from?
Desire.
Ah, I like that answer.
This is the last option. I cannot guarantee because Brown is not so smart on this type of matters. he's a dipshit. If you want Brown to bring it to Osaka, that means you must be there at the airport to wait for him, and you have to send fees for his flight ticket. Fees for three options listed below. One, 5,000 euros. Two, 3,500 euros. Three, 2,150 euros. Please confirm and get back to me. So, she puts him on a plane and...
With the gold bars that he's supposed to get through security?
So Brown now is in France with Eric?
And he's not so smart, but you can...
So why can't fucking Eric just get on the plane?
Yeah, move your ass, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I think something shifty is afoot.
You don't say.
Mrs. Jackson. This is from Eric Bohr again. I came back to the office this morning to read all your insults on me. Imagine that.
I would look forward to opening my email if she was.
Start your day before your first cup of coffee. Oh, emails.
Hey,
son of a bitch.
Fucking asshole.
So-called douchebag.
Wait a minute. That's when you write to me. No wonder I don't want to pick up my phone.
You know what? I do it first thing in the morning. Can't lie.
Yeah, I know.
I couch my hostility, though.
Yeah, where are you, douchebag?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am glad that you insult and me, and also I keep the record of every issue. You can go ahead and send anything to the mass media. Why does he understand?
Because he's a different person.
You have to know that our agent are everywhere. Be careful the way you insult FBI and CIA or the Interpol.
Oh.
I do not. He's playing my game.
He's like, you know what?
I've done that to scammers.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know what? Don't mess with me.
Yeah.
You don't know where we are, and we're watching.
Well played, Eric.
Yeah,
well played.
Well played.
And she believes the shit, too.
Know.
We know that.
I know.
I do not know what you want me to say to you. If you want me to lie, but I can't. I say the truth to you, and you insult people. I am very sorry, Mr. Eric. And then another one.
He signed it, Mr. Eric. Your hairdresser.
Yes. Mrs. Ann Jackson, what are you talking about? Who want to threaten you? I am never going to do such a thing. He just did. Yeah. All I want is help you, and please put that in your brain. Good luck. Good luck with that.
Put that in your brain? There's no room for any new information
no.
in that brain.
Good luck with that, Mr. Eric.
10 minutes to Joe.
Quick, leave.
Hide. Imagine we came down here and the show's supposed to be on, and we weren't sitting here.
It sounds like if Joe was going to show up at a brothel. And Joe has his favorite hooker, but she doesn't really like him.
10 minutes to Joe. Oh my God. But the scuffle.
But the madam goes. Crash, 10 minutes to Joe.
Yeah, but she didn't say 10 minutes till Joe comes. You would say
11 minutes till Joe comes.
Oh, 11 minutes till Joe comes. Wow, we waste no time. Well. In the door.
She presents thigh, Joe presents cock.
Oh, what, that timeless love story.
Yes. Joe ices thigh, Joe says goodnight. Joe pays madam, bitches about price.
Bitches about warranty.
3 years later, Joe tells us on show.
Can't really. All 3 years we have to wait?
Same time, Joe gets nasty text from Joe's girl.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing?
This thought out.
Funny.
Do I have any business with you? As from now, I have removed my hand from your case file. I have sent mail to Mr. James so he can find a means to come here and claim his gold bars. Never you contact me with such details or ever again your life. Good day.
I said good day, sir.
Mr. Eric Bohr, Interpol France.
Interpol France.
And this is her second case. UN funds, Melvin Santos granted funds. And I need to pay lots of money, but I never see any fucking money at all. He is a big fraud star.
Ah, fraud star.
You haven't, I don't think you've ever said fraud star.
No, I didn't.
From UNG, United G-Said Secretary. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Attention, we have received several email that you have sent to our desk. I guess this is from Melvin Santos.
Okay.
If you have any complaint, please state all in details. We're giving you our uttermost assurance that your plight will be severely dealt with according to law.
Severely dealt with?
What law?
What are they? You know what? But it's like nobody really writes like this. Nobody. Drives me crazy.
No. We await your prompt response. Dr. Melvin Santos, UN Secretary. Attention, Ann Jackson. We've received your informations, and they are very useful to us. We have sent two delegates to France to meet with Mr. Eric. We will keep you informed. Once again, if you have any information, do not delay to inform us. Dr. Melvin Santos. This is from Morris Maribe.
Oh, Esquire. Here we go. Esquire.
Attention, Miss Ann Jackson. I received your email and has been noted. Bullshit.
It's been noted.
I've been sending emails to you. I wait a response. You know how much you are supposed to pay to the bank here because of your account has been dormant. You have to send the fees to reactivate your account, and then the funds will be transferred into your bank account in 24 hours. Yours in service, Morris Maribe, Esquire.
I have to just pause you for a moment because
the
thing is that as much as, I mean, a lot of this is clear-cut bullshit. It's just completely bizarre.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But what really troubles me is that little kernel of truth in that we all know that banks are robber barons and they will fee you to death. And there will be a surcharge for this. You'll be knocked back.
Yeah, but I've never heard
that,
of you not using your account and they deactivate it. It's your money. They can't.
Actually, Citibank did that to my credit card.
Really? But that's a credit card.
I didn't use my credit
card.
That's
a credit card.
And they deactivated it.
That's not a bank account, though.
I know. But
credit card theoretically could have been lost, and they're deactivating it for your security.
Yeah, they just said, no, you didn't use it, so you can't have any more.
No
credit for you.
But there's not your money in there.
Right.
This is her money.
But this is the money. The account is dormant, so we're deactivating it.
But they can't charge you to activate shit you didn't give permission when it's got your money.
You'd think. But when you look at all the different fees and things that happen because the bank charges you for all kinds of nonsense, you say, you know what? If you've been, like, manhandled by your bank enough, you might be inclined to believe some of these things. You know, your account went dormant, so we're going to charge you a fee to reactivate it. I'm just saying.
All right. Let's see. This is from Dr. Melvin Santos. UN funds can be transferred to you if you obtain the affidavit of oath. Isn't that fucking redundant?
It's totally redundant.
It's the
redundant.
Fucking same thing.
It's like it's swearing an oath is an affidavit.
If you can obtain the horseshit of feces. It's the same fucking thing.
It is.
Sounds official.
I know. It's well, to somebody who doesn't understand English that well.
And also the transfer certificate.
Oh, of course.
Each cost the sum of, I want to say, $1,500. The total UN refund scheme is €500,000. Scheme.
Yeah.
Will be transferred into your bank account as compliant as soon as you make these two documents. I help you. And This is from Dr. Melvin Santos to Anne. If you can raise any reasonable amount of money, I will help you.
Any reasonable amount of money.
Listen, bitch, you're taking up a lot of time here.
We're just throwing dollar amounts at you.
And we've seen that before with them.
Yes. The amounts are totally random.
Yes.
But I like that he gave her the three price point options before.
No, that was Eric Bohr.
Yeah. Okay, but same thing. It's like, here are the three price point options. Here, this is the loftiest price point option.
All Zan needs to do is haggle.
Yeah.
Just haggle, baby.
Just haggle.
You don't have to pay him all this.
No.
Just pay some of this.
It's like, whatever money, he literally just said, whatever money you can throw together, I'll be happy to get.
Yes.
But she won't get anything for any of that.
He didn't say that. He didn't say, well.
No. But
she might get a PDF. That's been photoshopped.
A bad PDF.
Yeah.
Of gold bars.
Yeah, she might get that. Let's see. Dr. Melvin, about funds transfer. One, is it necessary to pay more tax clearances while you're doing funds transfer, even you make the certificates? The banks will ask you to pay for tax clearances. This is why I got scammed in Hong Kong and Interpol. Mr. Eric arrested the bank manager. No, he didn't. And then my funds in UK gets held and I cannot pay for it. I do not get any money, but only payment. Her fucking money has been to more places.
It travels more than I do.
Her money's where you want to be.
Yeah, well, her money is international.
Because, like, when you're a billionaire, your money's all over the place.
Yeah.
When you're a teacher who's, like, borrowing money from your boss and your students, not so much.
No, but I mean,
Your money can't travel as well.
Yeah, but her money has more of those, like, travel stickers on the outside its suitcase than I do.
I'm in everywhere, man.
I'm in everywhere except your pocket, Miss Anne.
Yeah, it's a hard song to do.
Yeah, it is.
Number two. Do victims need to pay more fees for the funds transfer? I know a couple victims applied for UN funds, and they got the money from UN. No, you don't.
No, you didn't.
No, you don't. You don't know that at all. They set money to their account by using three banks since the funds is a big amount. Three, I ask you because I need to know the details. It can help people. So she's going to him for help. So
yeah.
She's about to get this information that she's going to claim is real, and they're going to believe it. And, you know, we've seen this before. Expectations get raised, and everybody gets fucked.
But now she's saying that she knows people that this has happened to.
That's
now,
true.
These are either, number one, she's making that up.
Yes.
Number two, she's been talking to scammers who pretend to have been victims.
It's possible. We haven't seen that happen yet.
No,
but
that's why I'm intrigued by her saying that. Either she's lying outright, or this is a completely new wrinkle.
Or she's nuts.
Oh, well, yeah, that I didn't get to number three yet.
Yeah, nuts is always in there. Nuts is always on the table.
Yeah, nuts is always on the table.
Write that down.
Nuts is always on the table.
Yes. You could see how victims think about scam after being scammed by scammers. Fuck. Scammers lie as you and me breathe in the air. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Waiting for your reply. And then this is from Dr. Melvin Santos. Mrs. Ann Jackson, I have informed you all that I can do to help you. I will not make any further statement until anyone can get their certificate, as I have informed you that I can help. That's just fucking saying the same thing twice.
Yeah.
I am a very busy man, and my time is precious to me. Thank you for contacting me, Dr. Melvin.
I hate it when people say that in real life. That's such a... my time is precious. That's a big fuck you to whoever you're talking to.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, because you're taking up valuable time.
Yeah, you're taking up my time.
This is why we look at our phones when we talk at you. We have dismissed you.
Yeah.
We are not giving you any more of our time. No. We're saying fuck you without saying fuck you.
Go away, cretin.
Yeah.
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 I feel that.
Well, I'm glad. Clearly, it's not trying to be hid. I don't know why it took you so long to come around to that.
I'm slow.
Okay. Attention, Mrs. Jackson.
Okay.
What can I do for you? We are rules here.
We are rules here.
Men have died.
Yeah, I know.
Kindly stop forwarding mails to this email address. He's had enough, too.
Shut up!
Eric Bohr's had enough. Yeah. Melvin Santos.
Like, oh, dear Lord, woman, stop already.
If you are contacting us, just direct mails to us. We will not respond to you if we see forwarder mails in our database. Yours sincerely, Dr. Melvin. Because she wants to keep every scammer in the loop.
Oh, yeah.
She likes to do that. This is more from Dr. Melvin. Mrs. Jackson. One more abusive word from you and we will never reply to your mail again.
I'm missing hearing the other stuff that she's saying to him. I guess you can only imagine.
Well, you're going to enjoy his next statement.
Oh, good.
Are you an idiot? Period. So you get a little taste. A little taste.
Are you an idiot?
Little taste from the good doctor.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my. Are you an idiot?
Period.
Period.
I think it was a rhetorical question.
Yeah, it was rhetorical.
Why will you tell me we all are liars? It is your father and your mother who was a liar. Do you know who you were insulting? I don't think she does.
I don't think she does. Wait a minute. Are we still in the brothel scenario?
5 minutes till Joe's insulting. That's where you suck his dick and he insults you while you're doing it. You call that dick sucking?
It's
really?
Sucked.
Is it? Am I going to come? Am I?
Really? That's the best you can do? Oh, yes. The biggest you've ever seen. Really?
Is
really?
It? I'm Scottish. That's insulting.
Oh, it's sucking. I like it.
I would like that, too. That sounds wonderful.
That would be the best of both worlds. You get blown, and you get to insult people.
I want that.
You...
That's what you should get me for my next birthday.
You pay extra for that?
Most certainly.
Yeah, okay.
I could be a prick while my prick is being given paid attention to.
All right, you're going to have to blow him, but he's going to say horrible things to you.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
like...
what else is
it's
new?
It's like being in a relationship with me, but going home afterwards. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
This should be an item on the menu for hookers.
Yeah, I'm great. Wait, well, you know, it probably is. There probably are people...
I don't think there's enough men who think this way.
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of men that think this way. That they you're a filthy whore. Keep sucking.
I guess you're right.
There's lots of that.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I like this. What would something like that cost?
You're asking me.
Non-theme park prices, because you know if it's going to cost you more to get in sucked at the theme park.
It depends on where you are. If you're on the Bowery, that's going to cost you $20. If you're someplace nice and you're renting a room and you're taking your time, well, that's going to cost a couple hundred. Depends.
I'll go for something in between, a nice back seat.
A nice back seat. Well, I mean, I'm maybe $50.
I don't know. That's worth the price of insucting.
Well, you know what?
I feel like that'd be money well spent.
Do you think that you'd be able to hold out longer or less long if you're able to insult during the act?
Probably longer.
Because now your brain is working on something else.
Yeah, and I don't want and I know how self-critical I am of myself, so I'm not just gonna want to like do ordinary like insults like whore. Like I'm gonna want to make them extra special so she remembers them.
Oh my god! So she remembers them, so she can talk to her therapist for years to come. And then he called me squid juice. I don't even know what that means.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, this will prolong the act.
Well, it would, because you're using a different part of your brain.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about baseball. I'm thinking about insults, which, you know, I've told you, I've fallen asleep during baseball. Never fallen asleep during insulting somebody.
Never fall asleep during a blowjob, I hope.
Well, I don't know, but certainly not while insucting.
Insucting is a completely different skill.
I think insucting has to be the title of this.
Insucting?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. Yeah, and I want that. I want insucting. Make it happen. You owe me.
What?
You didn't respond to my phone calls. Now you must get me insulted.
Wait, whoa.
Nothing you have to do it.
I don't think that's an equal trade.
I get to insult you without the blowjob. There's no fun in that.
Yeah, well, listen. You get to insult me for 3 hours and you don't come during that whole process. So
I do a little bit. A little bit. A little bit.
A little bit.
Got a poker face.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Every once in a while you seem to drift away just a tad.
That's it. Yep. That's when I finish. A little bit. You're not the only one who needs a tarp up in this bitch.
No, this is an interesting place.
Squishy when you walk.
Yeah, I'm glad this rug used to be new.
Mm. It used to be white. Now it's not. It's off-white.
Off-white.
Do you know who you're insulting? We said no names.
Yeah, that was part of the promise.
Yes, yes.
Do you know who you're insulting? Is that the it? Do you know who you're insucting?
Yes, yes, yes. Do you know who you're insucting? God, I love Dr. Melvin.
I do too.
And the whole cast of characters. Since you think it is a scam, I want you to come to France here so you can see for yourself. We can arrest Brown, which they did before, and you've asked them to release him. Did you send any money to Mr. Eric? If yes, please send the proof that you sent money to him. Then we will arrest him, too. Mr. Brown cannot be arrested again because you ordered for this his release earlier. There's rules.
There are rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't keep arresting Mr. Brown.
No, we can't.
Just because you say so.
Doing more crimes. We do it on the say-so.
Yeah, show us the money.
Show
us the receipt of the money.
Sure. Joe's
Joe.
Moseying on in. Speaking of insucting.
He doesn't know what that means.
We created a whole new sex act. That's from Pip.
Welcome.
All right. This is from Dr. Melvin. Mrs. Anne, I care and I'm working on it right now. Your funds is intact. I will keep you posted. Thanax, Dr. Melvin. Thanax. Doesn't count if you don't say the mic, Joe. Mrs. Anne Jackson. This is from Dr. Melvin. I was so busy since and I have ordered so many men to share in Asia, Europe, and Africa.
What?
I don't know.
What? He ordered so many men to share?
Asia's a whore.
Wait, is he talking? Wait.
What was that? I'm sorry. What was that line again?
Yeah.
I was so busy since, and I have ordered so many men to share Asia, Europe, in Asia, Europe, and Africa. What don't you understand? It's perfectly.
It sounds
like your first draft of a fucking blog.
It sounds like you went to Thailand to get little boys.
If you don't understand, how can I?
I don't know what's going on.
Some men went to Japan this morning. This sounds really hot.
Yeah, hold on a second. Wait, hold on.
Do I have to get
slower.
The porn music?
Yeah,
I'll get the porn music for this. Your funds are in Australia, and it will be released after they verify the tax payment.
Like down there.
I don't know.
How do you get to Australia?
Yeah, we're
the money travels, Joe. It just doesn't stay in your wallet.
It's all over the fucking world.
Just not in your wallet.
Yeah, what's in your wallet? Nothing.
Go to Australia.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Mr. James H. Miller told me that he is trying to raise money and to pay the fees. Kindly cooperate with him. So you guys... It's good advice.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're critical. Kindly cooperate with him so you guys can clear out the funds since it has left the UK.
Oh, yeah.
I will be waiting to hear from my men because lots of scammers has been captured through your help and vital information you have sent to us these days. My warm regards, Dr. Melvin, UN.
What?
And this feeds her fucking ego.
It does.
She thinks she's actually doing something.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's instructing her, and she doesn't realize it.
No, she has no idea.
Yeah.
He's just like buttering her up. Come on, find some extra money, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was looking for a criminal Melvin Santos, but he's being all warm regardy. Now she's not going to call him that tonight. Damn it.
Attention, Mrs. Anne Jackson. We have not responded to your mail since the over 120 days now. It is due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Your funds are in Malaysia, which has moved to the Hong Leong Bank. Are you charting this, Joe? You're big on charts.
Yeah, really.
Are you charting the progress of the money?
Yeah.
Like one of those thumbtacks.
I was just going to say, but if we had this thumbtacks and we like had string on it to show how, where it's back and forth,
yeah.
We'd have a whole quilt by now,
oh,
you
yes.
know? An Afghan.
No, it's not there. Not yet.
No, not yet. But
although the gold
be.
Bars might have originated there, I forget.
I'm sure.
Your
cave.
Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Thanax, Dr. Santos.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, finally! Fucking won!
Really?
Yeah.
Night, huh?
Yeah, it has.
It's almost like you're not doing a show the way you talk with plastic in your mouth and mumble.
He's eating a carrot.
No, the carrot was all gone. He's just sucking on plastic and talking in the microphone like he's never done this before. I didn't think I have to explain it at this point in the game.
I tell you to shut up, but you do have a point.
Yeah, seriously.
I said that line, I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, like, I allowed you.
I'm like, we get it. I know.
I didn't say anything while you ate chocolate all day. I'm like, he's hungry, he drove, he can have a snack, it'll help his sugar. But when you start sucking on just the plastic.
I understand that. I'm not looking for a raise tonight.
And tonight was the night it was going to happen. Actually, Pip found one outside. We gave it to my daughter.
Yeah.
That's true.
I did.
I had no idea. It would
sharing the wealth.
Sure. Mr. Davin. That's the same one. Relax.
Okay.
I put your guns down, Carl.
I picked up the pen to write it down.
She's all
again.
Fucking giddy. Settle down, pre-cum.
Pre-cum? Is that what you just called me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He called you pre-cum.
Yeah, I know he did. Thank you.
Yeah. Sure, he called you pre-cum.
I wonder if that has ever been uttered in a class.
I'm sure someplace.
I don't recall me saying that to a teacher. Anyway.
No.
After reading the conversation, you can see this fucking man, Brown Cotton, is a real con artist. He's a real scammer. He took my money and other four victims. He did the same things. One, as long as you pay for the fees, he promised to bring the victim's money back. Two, victim P, victim A, and victim C paid for the fees. It is never enough because Brown Cotton always asked another fees due to the legal procedure. This is lies. He did this all the time. It is scam. So these are the three women that she was talking about. Got the money, but they never got money.
Right.
They just sent money.
Right. So she misspoke.
Shocking.
I know.
Number three, after the victim paid the fees and then they cannot pay for the fees, Brown Cotton asked, Brown Cotton soon threw away the victims and he would claim that he could not help the victim. He did create more and more debts because he's a scammer.
Mm-hmm.
From my conversations, he lies to me.
Me.
And he sent the facts to my company. He asked
me
to pay for the fees for the fucking gold bars, which do not belong to
me.
That is Miller's gold bars. He asked me to pay. They are real scammers.
When does this change? When does she go to, now they're incompetent? What, you know?
I don't know.
But, Joe,
stick around for two pages.
Right. But I it amazes me every time where she has a crystal clear vision of what is going on, and then four paragraphs later, well, they're stupid. They don't know what they're doing. You know, she's schizophrenic.
She's schizophrenic. She reverts like the character on Shelter Island.
Yeah.
She reverts back to the same old playbook.
I was sick for 2 years while I believed them that they could help my cases and clear the whole truth to my company and local police. I was waiting for it, but they lie to
me.
Destroy my whole life. They make me lose my social insurance. I did not eat food for many months.
You would die.
Maybe it was a cleanse. I just ate one meal every day for long term. They are animals. So there's your answer, Joe.
Yeah.
I dare tell you, Eric Bohr is a fucking fake Interpol. He is also a mafia. So she conflates them.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the language thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Joe, jumping the gun. Brown Cotton is a scammer as well as a big mafia.
I'll show you.
So told you, stupid. Hope we don't have to have this conversation again. He impersonates FBI, and this is why I'll report him intensively.
Ooh,
I will make big news for this from now on. Not really. They are hiding, and I will let them know where to go. I hope this means that you finally believe, and I write to her, I hope this means that you finally believe me that they are all frauds and impersonators.
Right.
I write that to her.
Good.
Mr. Davin!
Me too.
I am going to send all the info out to the FBI in the USA and head office of the UN to let them know the truth. How these people cheat on my money and victims. They are monsters hiding behind their mail address. They are chicken and they threaten
me
a lot. They lie and lie. I am asking them to return the money to
me,
but they never reply. They are typical scammers. Yes, they are.
Yes.
They asked
me
to pay lots of money. They even tried to kill
me.
Well, I had no money to buy food. What, you're too good for this?
I'm deciding.
You're not. It's been decided.
Yes.
They did not care if I was suffering from the hunger. They are real animals. I still remember that bitch Jennifer's mail.
Oh, wow.
She took my whole money and cheated on
me.
See, told you not. saying the fees I sent to her was
man.
Sure you are. Saying the fees I sent to her was okay. Later, she said the fees was not enough. She asked
me
to pay again and again. She asked the fees to come to Japan. Fees, please come to Japan.
Yeah, well, they've been every place else.
Sure.
Jesus Christ, they're in Australia.
Be rude not to come to Japan. She is like Jayanthi Marum. That was the original scammer.
Right.
She is a real fucking mafia going after her dad. James H. Miller is a fucking animal. He asked
me
to send money. So did Parker Greenwell, who was suffering from the fever.
The fever.
Brown Cotton cheated on my money while I was suffering from the violence and insults from my friends, my company staffs.
Mm.
They said I was a fool to believe in FBI and Interpol. They told
me
Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are fake, never sending the facts to my company.
Right.
She had plenty of warning.
Yeah.
Morris Mariba is a fucking fake lawyer. He is very stupid working on scam. Fake Interpol, Eric Bohr blocked him out from his mail address. He is escaping.
Wait a minute. So she said that he's a fake. First, he's a fake lawyer, but then she goes, he's very fool working on scam.
Yeah,
so he's either fake or he's a foolish lawyer. One or the other, honey.
I will do unrest report to all the authorities. I will never stop the truth. This is what they must deserve. They are fucking criminals. I see them because they are reading and they never feel guilty. But I told her not to.
Right.
But there's the reason.
Yeah, because now she's giving them more and more information.
She's doing it. She wants to make them. They don't feel guilty.
They don't feel guilty.
She doesn't comprehend that.
No. And the more information she gives them, the better they get at their job.
Yes. They are not human beings, and this is why I must expose the truth. They lie. They can cheat on my money and other victims. Now they do not reply because they are scared. I will send it out to all the authorities. This is the real cyber war, the real criminal case, and they will real hustlers. They will get punishment. Parker Green thinks I will stop as long as they keep silence. I will never. This fucking man is wicked because he's also using me. And so is James H. Miller. James H. Miller is the worst one, like Brown Cotton. They will die of stroke so soon. She's calling a shot.
I know.
It's like
She's
Babe
planning
Ruth.
It.
I know high blood pressure.
You're going to have
a
twitch in your face. Melvin Santos. Y'all be like me. Melvin Melvin Santos will die soon because he is very, very old, is he? How do you know?
Where'd she get that?
I don't know. Maybe a fake birth certificate? I don't fucking know. He is a corrupted man, and all he wants is money from the victims. Shame, shame, shame. I said they were, and I respond to, I go, they were trying to isolate you, which is a typical scammer tactic.
Mm-hmm.
What is this from? Okay. So that's where we'll stop with that for the week.
Oh, this is pitiful.
That usually is, but that's our show.
No, the count.
No.
Oh, this is really sad. There were only two Mr. Davins. And there were no fucking assholes except for the three around the table. No criminal Melvin Santos, which two people already guessed.
Nobody has faith in you.
I know.
Justifiably so.
I mean, so... just
what? Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
You're like a little fucking alligator. Snap, snap, back.
Rub my belly and I'll go to sleep. Flip me upside down. I'm perfectly delightful.
There's Davin. Be very careful. He'll snap at you.
That's a crocodile, stupid.
Yeah, either way.
That saint's a fucking big lizard with teeth that's aggravating.
Yeah. Well, all that, you didn't say I was wrong. You just went on a tangent to insult me, but you didn't say
what
I was wrong.
No.
Exactly. But you didn't say I was wrong.
Are you new to this format?
I am. I thought it was jazz.
Yeah, so really nobody won. Sorry, guys.
Let's like this show. All right. Let's.
Really, nobody wins.
We're going to do our plugs now, class. So get your shit out, Joe, instead of scrolling on your phone.
What do you think I'm looking for, you dumbbell?
I'm not the dumbbell. I got my paperwork ready to go.
Oh, well, we didn't know it was going to be now.
Really? Are you fucking new? We're doing two syndicated versions of the show. You know I plug our local sponsors during this portion of the show. This is not brand fucking new.
What?
This is why you'd be perfect for Insucting.
I'm already getting it.
Well... my dick ain't gonna suck itself, sister.
I've heard t-shirts saying that.
Maybe I should sell them after shows.
Oh my god, that would be a huge seller.
Of course it would.
Oh god.
And I'd have them in different sizes, not the shirts, just the
the dicks.
Yes. Tau of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home, commercial property, Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. Find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And we have one coming up soon, April 21st, with a hysterical Kevin Lee. So experience all that Portobello has to offer.
This is just hold on a second. I think we just froze. Just freeze. No, it's not freezing. It's just not registering. I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to interrupt. If you could adjust. Talk closer into the mic.
I understand that. Okay, now, April 21st, Kevin Lee will be at Portobello's great comedy show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Okay. The chat room is saying you have to turn Joe up. They can hardly hear him. So
Joe's at his normal fucking level. Although
I know, but they're not hearing him.
Maybe he's not.
They ruined it.
Oh, I apologize, Joe.
Okay.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.jencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.jencarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Side Splitting Productions, all of your entertainment needs, comedians, DJs, kids' parties. You missed out on Easter. You suck. But you don't have to suck for the next holiday. Sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, anywhere?
Nope.
Joe?
Saturday, April 22nd, I will be at the Southington Elks Lodge, number 1669, 114 Main Street in Southington, Connecticut, for a great cause, Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease, I know a couple of people that have it. It's an awful disease. So check that on out. It will be on my page, Joe Curry Nation.
As well as Joe said, Friday, April 21st, Size Pretty Productions has a great show at Portobello Banquets. Tickets call 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990, extension 2. Saturday, April 22nd, I will be in Chester, New York at Joker's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 845-345-1039. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about United, and we're going to do some scamming scammers and lots of other stuff. But first, you're going to hear some new music from Jeremy Laura with Turn Around. And after that, Steve Bounce with Miles Away. And, of course, you can learn more about Jeremy and Steve by going to deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. Jeremy